Hey guys, welcome back to my channel, Stories in the Dark. So we're gonna talk about the Cleveland Torso Murder, or also known as the Bad Butcher of Kingsbury Run. Okay, so I'm gonna give you a little bit of a detail and then we're just gonna go on into the case. So this happened in, obviously, Cleveland, Ohio, in the United States, from September 23rd, 1935 to August 16th, 1938, he killed about 12 to 20 people. That's a lot of people. Okay, so we're going to go in now and I'm going to tell you his story. The Cleveland Torso Murderer was an unidentified serial killer who was active in Cleveland, Ohio, United States, in the 1930s. The killings were characterized by the dismemberment of 12 known victims and the disposal of the remains in the impoverished neighborhood of Kingsbury Run. Most victims came from an area east of Kingsbury Run called the Roaring Third, known for its bars, gambling dens, and brothels. Another name for this area was Hobo Junkle, as it was home to many vagrants. Despite an investigation of the murders, which at one time was led by famed lawman Elliot Ness, the Cleveland's public safety director, the murder was never apprehended. The official number of murders attributed to the Cleveland Torso Murder is 12. Although, recent research has shown there could have been as many as 20. The 12 known victims were killed between 1935 and 1938. Some investigators, including lead Cleveland detective Peter Merlo, believe that there may have been 13 or more victims in the Cleveland, Youngstown, and Pittsburgh area between the 1920s and 1950s. Wow. Two strong candidates for addition to the initial list of those killed are the known victim named the Lady of the Lake, found on September 5th, 1934, and Robert Robinson, found on July 22nd, 1950. The victims of the Torso Murder were usually drifters whose identities were never determined. Although there were a few expectations, victims number 2, 3, and 8 were identified as Edward Andersey, Florence Polio, and possibly Rose Wallace, respectively. The victims appeared to be lower class individuals, easy prey in Depression era Cleveland. Many were known as working poor, who had nowhere else to live but the ramshackle Depression era shanty towns or Hoovervilles in the area known as the Cleveland Flats. The Torso Murderer always beheaded and often dismembered his or her victims, occasionally severing the victim's torso in half or severing their appendages. In many cases, the cause of death was the decapitation or dismemberment itself. Most of the male victims were castrated. Some victims showed evidence of chemical treatment being applied to their bodies. Many of the victims were found after a considerable period of time following their deaths. Occasionally in excess of a year. In an era when forensic science was largely in fancy, these factors further complicated identification, especially since the heads were often undiscovered. During the time of the official murders, Elliot Ness held the position of Public Safety Director of Cleveland, a position with authority over the police department and auxiliary services, including the fire department. While Ness had little to do with the investigation, his posthumous reputation as leader of the Untouchables has made him an irresistible character in modern torso murder lore. Ness did contribute to the arrest and interrogation of one of the prime suspects, Dr. Francis E. Sweeney. In addition, he personally conducted raids into hobo shanties and eventually burned down the Kingsbury Run, from which the killer took his or her victims. In full view of his office in the city, the killer taunted Ness by placing the remains of two victims. Most researchers consider there to be 12 victims. New evidence suggests a woman dubbed the Lady of Lake could be included. Only two victims were positively identified. The other 10 were 6 John Does and 4 Jane Does. This is the order of the discovery. Hold on, please pause. You know, sometimes you have commercials. This is a commercial, not a paid, but yeah. Okay, so this is the discovery of the victims found. Okay. Edward Andrassy was found September 23rd, 1935. Jackass Hill area of Kingsbury Run near East 49th and Praha Avenue. This is the autopsy report. Andrassy was found laying about 30 feet from John Doe. He had been decapitated and emasculated. His head was never recovered. Estimated time between death and discovery were 2 to 3 days. Date of the murder, September of 1935. Probable order of murder, 2. So John Doe 1, September 23rd, 1935 was found. Same place as Edward was Jackass Hill area of Kingsbury Run. The male body was never identified, emasculated and decapitated, head recovered. The skin was treated with a chemical agent that caused it to become reddish and leathery. Ooh. Initial estimates were 7 to 10 days. It was later revised to 3 to 4 weeks when he was found. December of 1935 was the murder. He was probably the first. I don't have a name here. It's probably the Lake Lady of Lake. January to February 26 of 1936. Between 235th and 232.5 East, her body had been dismembered. The head not there. 2 to 4 days. She was a third. She was date probably January 1936. Oh, sorry. Her name was Florence Genevieve. Oh, Polio Martin. She was found. There was another one. 20th Street in downtown Cleveland, 14,019th Orange Avenue. Her head was recovered. John Doe II, the tattooed man, found June 5th, 1936, Kingsbury Run. The victim was decapitated while alive. His head was recovered. Death and discovery was about 2 days. He was the fifth person of probably. And the date of murder was June 1936, so probably the day he died. John Doe III. Big Creek area of Brooklyn, west of Cleveland. The victim was dismembered while still alive. His head was recovered. This unidentified male body was the only known West Side victim. 2 months between dying and being found. May 1936, again, probably the day he died or so on. He's the fourth victim. John Doe V. September 10th, 1936, he was found. Kingsbury Run. Only half the torso was found. Nothing remained below the hips. The head was never found, nor the body. 2 days between death and murder. September 1936, he was probably the 7th. Jane Doe 1 was found February 23rd, 1937, Elusid Beach on the Lake Erie shore. The unidentified female body was found at the same spot as the 1937 non-canonical victim nicknamed the Lady of Lake. The head was never found. She was killed between 3 or 4 days after her discovery, or before her discovery, sorry. Date of murders, February 1937. She was probably the 8th. Jane Doe 2nd, June 6th, 1937. Beneath the Lorraine Carnage Bridge, the only African-American victim. The body was decapitated and missing a rib. The head was recovered. Between the time and discovery was 1 year. The date murder was probably June 1936, and she was the 6th. John Doe, found July 6, 1937, pulled out of the Cayuga River in the Cleveland Flats. Body of this male was recovered, but the head was never found. His death was 2 to 3 days before discovery. He was the 9th, and date of murder was 1937 of July. Jane Doe 3rd, April 8th, 1938, Cayuga Rivers in the Cleveland Flats. On April 8th, only the victim's lower leg was recovered. On May 2nd, a human thigh was discovered floating in the river of the east of the West 3rd Street Bridge. A police search under the bridge found a burlap sack containing the victim's headless torso cut into two halves, another thigh, and a left foot. The head and the rest of the body were never found. Only victim to have drugs in her system. Day estimated time between death and discovery, 3 to 5. Date of murder, 1938 of April, and she was probably the 12th. Jane Doe 5, August 6, 1938, was found. Location, East 9th Street, Lakeshore Dump. Autopsy report, decapitated female body had recovered. Time between death and discovery, 4 to 6 months. Date of murder, February to April of 1938. Probable order, she was probably the 11th. John Doe, August 16th, East 9th Street, discovered at the same time as Jane Doe, 5th. Death and discovery, 7 to 9 months. Date of murder, November 37th, 1937. She was probably the 10th. John Doe, found 1938. Location, Lakeshore Dump. His head was decapitated, male body decapitated. Head was found in a can. Victim never identified. It doesn't say the death and discovery, but the date of murder was probably January of 1938. The victim found at Morgan Run near East 55th Street, Cleveland, was estimated to be 20 to 30 year old, light complexion, reddish brown hair, chestnut colored eyes, stood 5'10" or 11" tall, slender build, weighed 165 pounds, He had 6 unusual tattoos on his body, a bird and a band, and the names Helen and Paul on the inner side of his left forearm, a heart and an anchor in red and blue on the outer side of his white forearm, a flag with the initials WCG on the inner side of his right forearm, a butterfly on his left shoulder, the head of the comic character Jiggs on his left ankle, and an image of Cupid on his right ankle. His undershorts bore a laundry mark, indicating the owner's initials were JD, despite morgue and death mask inspections by thousands of Cleveland citizens in the summer of 1936 and the Great Lakes Exposition. The victim, known as the Tattooed Man, was never identified. The victim was believed to be 40-year-old man. Clothing was muddied and piled up to the next head, 10 feet from the nude body, in an isolated east side woodland section. There were blood stains on the coat and polio shirt. Part of the clothing found at the head, coroner AJ Pierce said that the preliminary investigation disclosed that there was some doubt that the man was murdered. Not a single clue was found with the body other than the clothing. The victim was possibly Rose Wallace. Dental work was considered a close match by police and her son, who said he was certain that the victim was his mother. Exact identification could not be achieved because the dentist who carried out the work had died years before. Doubts remained because the body was estimated to have been dead for a year, whereas Wallace had only been missing for 10 months. Edward Anderson was buried in St. Mary Cemetery, Cleveland, Ohio. Florence Polio is buried in Pennsylvania. Five of the John and Jane Doe's, Lady of Lake, and victims John Doe 1, John Doe 2, John Doe 3, Jane Doe 1, were buried in Potter's Field section of Highland Park Cemetery, Highland Park, Tioga, Ontario, County, Ohio. Several non-canonical victims were commonly discussed in connection with the torso murderer. The first was nicknamed the Lady of Lake and was found near Elusa Beach on the Lake Erie shore of September 5, 1934, at virtually the same spot as Canoeian victim number 7. Some researchers of the torso murderer victims count the Lady of Lake as victim number 1 or victim 0. The headless body of an unidentified male was found in a boxcar in Newcastle, Pennsylvania on July 1, 1936. Three headless victims were found in boxcars near McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. On May 3, 1940, all bore similar injuries to those inflicted by the Cleveland killer. Dismembered bodies were also found in the swamps near Newcastle between the 1921 and 1934 and between 1939 and 1942. In September 1940, an article in the Newcastle News refers to the killer as the Murder Swamp Killer. The almost identical similarities between the victims in Newcastle to those in Cleveland, Ohio, coupled by the simulators between Newcastle's murder swamp and Cleveland's Kingsbury Run, both of which were directly connected by a Baltimore and Ohio railroad line, were enough to convince Cleveland detective Peter Merlo that the Newcastle murders were the work of the mad butcher of Kingsbury Run. Merlo was convinced that connection was the railroad that ran twice a day between the two cities. He often rode the railroads undercover, looking for clues to the killer's identity. On July 22, 1950, a body of the 41-year-old Robert Robinson was found at the business at 2138 Davenport Avenue in Cleveland. Police believed he had been dead 6 to 8 weeks and appeared to have been intentionally decapitated. His death appeared to fit the profile of other victims. He was estranged from his family, had an arrest record and a drinking problem, and he was on the fringes of society. Despite widespread newspaper coverage linking to the murder to the crimes in 1930s, detectives investigating Robertson's death treated it as an isolated crime. In 1939, the torso killer claimed to have killed a victim in L.A., California. An investigation uncovered animal bones. On August 24, 1939, a Cleveland resident named Frank Dozil, 52, was arrested as a suspect in Florence Polio's murder. He later died in suspicious circumstances in the Cayuga County Jail. Most investigators considered the last Canoeian murder to have been in 1938. One suspected individual was Dr. Francis E. Sweeney, born May 5, 1894. Sweeney was a veteran of World War I, who was part of a medical unit that concluded amputations in the field. Sweeney was later personally interviewed by Elliot Ness, who oversaw the official investigation into the killings in his capacity and Cleveland safety director. During the interrogation, Sweeney is said to have failed to pass two very early polygraph machine tests. Both tests were administered by polygraph expert Leonard Keeler, who told Ness he had his man. Ness apparently felt there was little chance of obtaining a successful prosecution of the doctor, especially as he was the first cousin of one of Ness's political opponents, Congressman Martin L. Sweeney, who had hounded Ness publicity about his failure to catch the killer. After Sweeney committed himself, there were no more leads or connections that police could assign to him as a possible suspect. From the hospital confinement, Sweeney sent threatening postcards and harassed Ness and his family into the 1950s. Sweeney died at Veteran Hospital in Dayton, Ohio on July 9, 1964. In 1997, another theory postulated that there may have been no single butcher of Kingsbury Run because the murders could have been committed by different people. This was based on the assumption that the autopsy results were inconclusive. First, Cuyahoga County Coroner Arthur J. Pierce may have been inconsistent in his analysis as to whether the cuts on the bodies were expert or slapdash. Second, his successor Samuel Gerber, who began to enjoy press attention from his involvement in such cases as the Sam Shepard murder trial, garnered a reputation for sensational theories. Therefore, the only thing they know for certain was that all the murder victims were dismembered. If you have any information regarding this case, you can contact the Cleveland, Ohio homicide detectives at 216-23-5464. 216-623-5464.